I think it was a Friday afternoon. Amy and I were running some errands in the business district of our neighborhood in Vancouver. As we walked down the sidewalk, I looked up and locked eyes with someone vaguely familiar, someone I couldn't quite place. Well, the penny dropped just after he passed me. Looking back over my shoulder, I said to Amy beside me, "Hey, was that Steve Nash?" Now, Steve Nash is a retired basketball player, South African by birth, but raised in Victoria. He was an 8-time NBA All-Star. Twice he was named the league's most valuable player, and he's regarded as one of the best all-time point guards. As I looked over my shoulder, I said to Amy beside me, "Amy, was that Steve Nash?" Amy responded, "No, that's not him." But when we stopped and turned around and looked down the street, this was the only explanation for a man who is now being stopped for pictures. Now, I don't blame you, Amy, for missing him. I wasn't sure myself. At 6'3", Nash is not unusually tall. He wasn't wearing a jersey. And we certainly didn't expect him in our neighborhood. For many people, he was just another tall, skinny, white guy. Someone who looked like he could be a basketball player. In today's gospel lesson, we hear about Jesus being paraded into Jerusalem. When people noticed the commotion, they asked what was happening. "Who is this?" Those in the crowds answered, "It is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth." The Palm Sunday crowd understood Jesus to be a prophet. That is, an inspired teacher, someone who proclaims the will of God. Who is Jesus? For people on that first Palm Sunday, he was a man who had insight into the mind of God. On this Palm Sunday, now 2,000 years later, is your understanding of Jesus pretty much the same, or is it any different? I mean, almost a decade ago, Ipsos Reid conducted a survey of Canadians asking them, among other questions, about their understanding of Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, who is this man? Just over half gave an answer that we might call traditional Christian belief, that Jesus of Nazareth was the actual Son of God who was crucified and then rose from the dead after being buried and then ascended to heaven, which paid the way for forgiveness of sins. Over half gave an answer that Christians have held for centuries. Another 10% believed that Jesus was a total and complete fabrication, a myth, not even historical. But almost a quarter, and I know that doesn't add up to 100, I can't explain that, almost a quarter described Jesus as a prophet, right? Someone who has insight into the mind of God, but one who died and was buried and did not rise from the dead. It's hard not to agree with the crowd that Jesus was a prophet. I mean, the Bible shows him to be a great teacher who taught us how to get along with God and each other. Just read the Sermon on the Mount. But to say that he was only a prophet, is to deny the biblical witness, even the story that we read today. I mean, the same story shows that Jesus not only taught the people, but did extraordinary deeds and made astounding claims. To say that Jesus was only a prophet, well, it's like mentioning casually that someone is a basketball player when in fact they have the second highest career free throw percentage in the NBA history, and that's Steve Nash again. Yet this is what happened on the first Palm Sunday. And this is what many people, 1 out of 4 Canadians, perhaps more, say about Jesus today. So, what about our story? What happens? What can we learn from that first Palm Sunday? Is there a reason to believe anything more? Well, I think there is. I mean, you have to look at the details. You have to look at the people's response. You have to look at what Jesus did and what Jesus said. We are told that when he approached town, the people came out to meet him, that they spread their cloaks out on the road before him, that they waved cut branches to welcome him, that they sang songs proclaiming Jesus to be David's son. These are all honors that exceed what is normally offered prophets. These are honors provided for royalty. I mean, in ancient times, when Jehu was anointed king of Israel, his followers spread their cloaks under his feet as a sign of loyalty. I mean, as an alternate children's story, I was thinking to ask all the men who were wearing jackets to lay them down in the main aisle, and then we would do a parade, right? You know, like, to put your only cloak, like, we have, most men will probably have a few of these, right? But to put your only cloak down in front of someone, that is a pledge of your devotion to them. Well, what about these? Well, in more recent times for Jesus and his crew, when Judas Maccabeus conquered Israel's enemies, Judas was welcomed into the city by a crowd waving palm branches. A conquering king. Singing songs that call for God's help. Hosanna means save or help, I pray. And then calling Jesus the son of David, well, that explicitly designates Jesus as the people's long-awaited king. In their reaction to Jesus, despite what they said about him, the people reveal that he is more than a prophet. But Jesus' own actions, in particular those in the temple, also challenged any diminished identity. Most of us key in on that story of Jesus clearing the temple, knocking over the tables of the money changers. Jesus gone wild is the headline, right? He loses it. But if those actions show Jesus taking authority over temple worship, the deeds that follow, I think, are even more important. They describe the sort of Savior the people were praying for. What are we told? It's kind of like an extra note, something that they just added in afterwards. We are told that the blind and lame came to him at the temple and that Jesus healed them, as if it was nothing, right? Jesus did much more than simply teach us how to get along with each other. Jesus came among the people to straighten what was crooked and mend what was irreparably broken. In his own actions, Jesus revealed that he was much more than a prophet. But in another detail, a final detail that might be overlooked, Jesus doesn't just act, but declares a greater identity. When the priests and teachers in the temple get upset with the children carrying on and welcoming Jesus, saying repeatedly, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David!" I mean, the teachers were getting annoyed. When they get tired of these kids carrying on, and presumably after talking to the children's parents, these leaders complain directly to Jesus. In response, he quotes from the Greek version of Psalm 8, "From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise." It's an interesting reference when you consider it. This psalm quote Jesus quotes isn't about honoring a prophet or an esteemed healer or even welcoming the Messiah. This psalm is about praising God. All to say that when the kids complain, when the teachers complain to Jesus about the way the kids were carrying on, Jesus says that it's right for the children to praise God. Jesus implies that he himself is worthy of that praise. In the end, this isn't something we'd expect from any mere spokesperson, anyone who has sort of insight into the mind of God. Jesus is much more than a prophet. Of course, if those on the first Palm Sunday could miss Jesus' deeper significance, and, you know, we shouldn't be too hard on them, right? Maybe they met his eyes, right? Maybe they heard his voice, but they hadn't experienced Good Friday, and they certainly hadn't gone through Easter. If they could miss his real significance, maybe it's not all that surprising that some of our neighbors do. Maybe it's not all that surprising that, you know, in any average church on any given Sunday, that there are people in the pews who think the same. I mean, most of us could walk past an NBA star none the wiser, thinking that, man, that guy's tall. He could be a basketball player. But if we take time to look at the evidence, if we pay attention to the details, we might just start to see more clearly whom we have beheld. Jesus is much more than a prophet. Jesus is our Savior and Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen.